Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place and Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to each of you who has joined me on this evening. Oh my God, it knocked the show off. It appears that we had some technical difficulties, but prayerfully we are back on the air and live with you all. We are grateful and thankful for those of you who have joined us on the air this evening, and it's not there.
Generation Burger Mecca is a living legend. Behind the signature T-shaped counter, cooks to throwback paper hats, curl up the greasy goodies right in front of
you. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for staying live with me. We had difficulty and we kept getting knocked out. Amen. But I'm grateful to God for those of you who have joined us on this evening. Wow, we are praying for increase. I'm grateful for those who are on the line this evening. A couple of our ministers are here with us, and if at any time there is anything that you'd like to share, please press 1 and I'll bring you live. Well, our theme this evening is I Pray for Increase. So, Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, just thanking you for who you are and for all that you're doing, all that you've done. God, all that you're going to do, we thank you for this teaching on tonight, God, that we will share concerning increase. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We give you glory and we give you honor. We bind the hand of the enemy now that has tried to distract us, to keep us from going forward in you and in this broadcast, God. And we ask now that you would move. Holy Spirit, have your way. Speak to us and speak through us. And God, we will be careful to give your name all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we count it done now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen, amen and amen. Amen. Well, I'm excited. I got baffled there for a minute, and I'm excited. Amen. I Pray for Increase is our theme. And this past week in our Bible study, we talked about increase. We talked about increase in different areas of our lives and what's required. We pulled out some scriptures about increase and what it is we were seeking God to do. And it blessed me because I went into our family and friends service today with Kingdom Ministries Global Church, with Higher Praise and Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship. And the preacher all the way from Vineland, New Jersey, came in and was speaking from the same vein about increase. And one thing that he said that blessed my heart so very well, he said that some of the pain that we've been dealing with, some of the problems that we have been dealing with, have come to push us into our promotion. What does that sound like to you? It sounds like increase to me. He said that the push, it's come. The problems that we've had have come to push us into our promotion. And I said, God, I thank you. It was an encouragement to myself and to my husband as we sit there and we listen to what God was releasing regarding increase and how it has been in our bellies, how it's been in our mouths, it's been in our spirit, that God wants to do something with us. He wants to increase us, but are we doing and are we saying that which is necessary to get the increase that we desire? So when we go to 1 Chronicles 4:10, thank you, Lord, it says, Jabez prayed to God, to the God of Israel, please bless me and give me more territory. May your power be with me and free me from evil so that I will not be in pain. God gave him what he prayed for, and that comes from God's Word translation. So I posed the question in the description for the episode this week, Are you praying for increase in your life? Is your conversation with God such that you get what you're asking for? Do you realize that in this prayer, Jabez made a petition based on what he heard and not really even knowing God for himself, and God answered him? Yeah, I know we're asking a lot of questions, but we've got to know that God is waiting on a conversation from us about that which he has already spoken concerning us. He wants to increase us, but are we ready? And I want to go back, and I looked at the prayer of Jabez, and, you know, I preached this some years ago about when we allow God to increase in us, then the increase comes. We don't even have to pray the prayer that Jabez prayed about God increase my territory. But here it was. He was giving us an example of how when we have a conversation with God and how when we trust his word, how when we believe on him, that we don't have any doubt, we don't have any fear, but we take him at his word, that God will do it. And see, the thing that blessed us, and the preacher talked about it today, blessed my life. He said when Jabez prayed this prayer, he prayed this prayer based on what he heard, because he didn't even have a relationship with God. Imagine that. Now, somebody is hearing the word. Somebody is understanding based on what you're speaking. Now, we talk about in Seeking Truth in our Bible study, we talk about being a living epistle being read of men. We talk about having one sound, a kingdom sound. We talk about having one mind, the mind of Christ. We talk about operating in the ear and having the ear so that the Holy Spirit can speak to us. We'll hear it, but then we'll speak according to that which the Holy Spirit is speaking. Now, here it is that Jabez says, Lord, look, I'm coming to you, and I'm asking you to increase me. God, guess what? I'm not making you any promises. Because sometimes we do this conditional thing. God, if you do this for me, then I'll do this. Jabez didn't do that. He said, I'm not going to vow and not keep it. Because what does the word say? The word said it's better not to vow than to vow and not keep it. Come on, I already know. Yeah, you said, ooh, ow, ow. Yeah, I'm saying the same thing. Because sometimes we've made a vow to someone. We've even made a vow to God about, God, if you do this for me, God, if you do it this time, God, I promise you. Jabez said, I ain't going to do that because I can't promise you. I still got some flesh issues. I'm still dealing with some stuff. So I ain't going to tell you I'm going to do nothing, but I'm still asking you to enlarge my territory, to give me increase. Now, did he think he was ready for it? Are you ready for it? Do we even know whether we're ready for it or not? Or are we too fearful to step out anyway? Are we? I pray for increase. Sometimes I think to myself when I'm praying for increase, Lord, I had a sister today. We were praying. We were sharing. The preacher said, grab the person by hand and speak to them. And it just so happened that God set me up and he put me beside somebody who had placed in my spirit on last night. He had given me a vision and a conversation to have with that very person. He put her beside me and I began to speak. And she said, oh, that's too much. When we're praying for increase and we're asking God to add on to us, when is it ever too much? How is it ever too much? When we're asking God, God, pour out more on me. God, enlarge what you've given me. Increase what you've given me. He said, oh, that you would bless me. That you would bless me. That you would enlarge my territory. God says, how then do you desire me to bless you? What is it that you want from me? You're praying for increase, but are you being specific with me concerning that which you desire from me? What do you want? Enlarge my territory. You hear him? He was saying mine. So often we as intercessors, we're praying for the nations. And as in the role of an intercessor, that's what we do. Personal level, God said it's okay sometimes to come to me and talk to me about what you need. What you need specifically. It is. Because see, some of us need as we're praying for increase, ask God to help us overcome fear. That false evidence appearing real that has stunted us, that has stunted us, that has kept us in a place of bondage, because as much as we're asking God to bring increase, we're fearful that once he brings it, what am I going to do with it? But yet I pray for increase. Jabez said, give it to me, Lord. I desire that you increase me. Increase me. Give to me, God, and I'm going to use what you give me. Sometimes we ask for increase, and God begins to increase us. He increases us. But after he increases us, what do we do? What do we do with it? What do we do with the increase? How do we utilize the increase? Are we good stewards over the increase? Are we asking for the increase on a new job? Are we looking for new opportunities? Are we asking for increase in our finance? And in this, and if so, are we going to be the steward over our financing, paying our bills, giving our tithe and our offering, planting seeds into good soil? We're asking for increase, that he would renew our hearts, creating us clean hearts, and renew the right spirit within us. We are praying for increase. But then he said, let your hand be with me. May your power be with me and free me from evil so that I will not be in pain. He's saying, look, Lord, as you increase me, I need you to do something for me. I need you to keep me close. I need to be close to you so that I will not be led into temptation. But God, while you're increasing me, please deliver me from the evil one. Now, he asked that, and we know that as we go about living this life and doing the things that God has called us to, often we're saying, God, keep them away from me. And God is saying, I gave you the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost that resides on the inside of you is right there to keep you safe if you let Holy Ghost do what Holy Ghost is there to do. Mm-hmm. God, he said, when you increase me so that it won't cause me any sorrow. It won't cause me any pain. It won't cause me any grief, any heartache. God, I'll be able to do what it is I need to do with that you're increasing me with. Think about it. Have we asked for something? We say we heard God and we moved and we got it. And now all of a sudden we boo-hooing and crying. You know, I hear people a lot of times say, the Lord blessed us with a new car. Oh, hallelujah. He blessed us with a new car, a new $50,000 car, and you make $8.76 an hour. Okay. Look, I ain't knocking God, because God can do anything he want to do. But when you go get that $50,000 car and you make $8.76 an hour, and that car payment is more than your rent, and you choose to make your car payment over your rent, and then 3 months later you ain't got that car and you ain't got no place to live, really? I'm just saying, y'all, I'm just saying. Because sometimes God, people will say that God blessed them, God increased them, and God gave them the opportunity to do it, and they use bad judgment. Come on, let's be real with this. Jabez said, God, as you increase me, I don't want any sorrow with this. I want the blessings, and I want the expansion. Don't let it cause me any sorrow, and don't let there be any sorrow for anybody else that's connected to me. Where was his heart in this matter? Because of the way that he asked for what it was he needed from God. He was serious about the increase that he desired. But he was also passionate about it not doing harm to anybody. Because of that, what happened? God honored Jabez with his request. He gave him what he'd asked for. He increased and enlarged him. Matthew 7:7-8 It says, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be open. That's the New Living Translation. Jabez prayed for increase. And he got it. Jabez prayed a prayer that for many would sound selfish, and that he was praying, asking God to increase me. How often do we ask God for something for us? I know we so sanctified and we so holy. Oh, God, bless my children and bless my family and bless my church and bless my leaders, and that's all good. But sometimes it's got to, Holy Ghost, yes. The preacher said it. He said, for this season, I'm selfish. It's about me. And not to the extent that it's a bad thing. But he's like, God, it's about you and me now. God, there's some things that I'm desiring. There's some things that I need to grow in. God, there's some things that I want to do. But I need you to increase me. God, I'm ready. I'm ready for the increase. I'm ready for the move that you've been speaking to me, God. The things that you promised me, God, you spoke this stuff to me. And maybe then I didn't have an ear to hear what you were saying. Maybe then my faith was not in the right place for me to operate in what you had spoken. Maybe the state of my life was in such a way, God, that I didn't feel like you could do it for me. Because, God, I'd watched you do it in others, and I said, oh, well, it's me. God, maybe you didn't feel like you were strong enough to handle what God was doing. But he said, look, I need you to seek me. I need you to seek me. I need you to know that I'm here for you. Know that I'm ready to bring about increase in your life. He said, but I need you to be ready for it. I need your heart to be ready. I need your mind to be ready. I need your spirit to be ready. I need you to be willing to get out of your place of normality. I need you to be willing to move as the Spirit leads you. I need you to spend some time in my presence, in some conversation. I need you to get in the Word so that when trials and tribulations come, because the Word of God tells us that they will, when these trials and tribulations come, you will not be moved, but you will stand on His Word and stand ready to receive what He has for you. I pray for increase. I've been praying for increase. Not for myself, but I've been praying for increase for those that are connected to me, for my children, for my siblings, for my parents. I've been praying for increase for my spiritual leaders, my church connections. I've been praying for those who are in covenant partnership with the Empowerment Place. I've been praying for people's marriages. I've been praying for the cares of this world. I've been praying for government leadership. I've been praying. Been praying for God to move. Move like you've never moved before. I've been praying even more specifically concerning certain areas of our lives. I've been praying. But I've not been asking God. God, I, Valerie, Antoinette Burrell, wife of Benny Menard Burrell, I have not been praying for increase in my life and in our home, praying for others. But today, I've been empowered by the Word of God. I've been empowered by the preach word. I've been empowered. Oh, I've been empowered. Y'all, I've been empowered today to know that it's okay that I go to God and that I ask God to increase and enlarge my territory. It's okay that we call on Him. It's okay Oh, I'm telling you, I'm grateful today for Pastor Ronald Walker, who came to us from Vineland, New Jersey, and released this word. I am empowered today because I know what God had been speaking to us in the empowerment place and Seeking Truth Bible study. I know what God had been speaking concerning increase. And to hear this word today, oh, I'm telling you, listeners, God is moving. God wants to bless his people. God wants to release increase into our lives. But the question today is, are you ready? Are you ready for the increase that God has? Are you positioning yourselves to be used by God for the building of his kingdom? Are you ready and are you willing to put your flesh under subjection and be led by the Spirit of God? Are you ready to lay aside every weight and sin that would so easily beset you and then run this race with it? Are you ready to receive what it is that God has for you to bring increase in your lives? Are you ready? Like I said, we've got some of our ministers on the line. And I don't want to bring you on live unless you want to, but if you would, press 1 and I can bring you on if you have a question or a comment or something to add regarding this increase, because I know for each one of you who is on the line, God is increasing you. He's increasing you. He's bringing about change in your lives. Even now, he's bringing about increase. Hallelujah. Is there one that wants to share this evening? Press 1. Amen. I pray for increase. I pray for increase. I pray for increase. Husband, is there anything you'd like to share on tonight? Amen. Y'all pray for Elder Benny. Amen. Pray for him. He's got some challenges with his voice. Amen. In his throat. So keep him in prayer. We pray for increase even in the area of health for him. Amen. 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 Well, the preachers are being quiet tonight. Praise God. Amen. But we thank you. We thank each and every one of you who have joined us tonight for this teaching. We thank you for your continued support of the Empowerment Place and Using My Keys broadcast. And we believe that even as God spoke today, he is bringing increase and so much to the forefront in this ministry, in this work, to help build God's kingdom, that myself and Elder Benny, we've got to stay on post and we've got to stay on guard. We know that ain't nobody mad but the devil, and he's going to just have to stay mad because we're going to do what it is that God has called us to do. We are going to aid in fulfilling our assignment in the earth to build God's kingdom here on earth. And we are praying for increase. Amen. 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 We ask those that if you're listening and you like what you've been hearing in the teachings on the Empowerment Place, that you would follow us, that you would make yourself abreast of all the great things that God is doing through this radio show. We ask that you, if you have any questions or prayer requests, you can email us at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. You can also find me and my husband both on Facebook. Find me, Valerie Burrell, B-U-R-R-E-L-L, my husband, Benny M. Burrell on Facebook. Amen. Find us on Twitter at VB_empower on Twitter and on Periscope. And we'll be going live on Periscope really soon, amen, to release some quick empowerment moments for God's people. And visit our website, empowermentoasis.wordpress.com. That way you'll find out a little bit more about who we are, the great things that God is doing through us, learn a little bit about our covenant partners and our upcoming events. Amen. Well, we thank God tonight. Pray for increase. I pray for increase. And I want to empower each of you to know that you can also pray for increase in your life. Be specific with God concerning the things that you desire. He wants to increase us. He wants to increase us. He wants to, I'm telling you, he wants to increase us. Amen. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you this evening for what you've spoken. We thank you for having your way. God, we thank you for those listeners on the line and those in the chat room. Oh, God, we ask that this word that has been released, oh God, would find a place in their spirits, God, that the seed would take root, oh God, and they would be able to see the manifestation of it coming to fruition in their lives, oh God, as their conversation with you changes, oh God, as they begin to pray specifically for the increase in the areas of their lives that are most needed in this season. God, we ask, oh God, that you would protect, oh God, protect and keep them, God, that you would continue to grow us up, oh God, in you. Oh God, I pray a hedge of protection around your people on this week, oh God, as we go through. God, cover your people, oh God, on the highways and byways as they travel this holiday weekend, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory for who you are, oh God, for what you're doing, and for the increase that is to come in the name of Jesus. God, be glorified in all that we say and in all that we do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Listeners, always know that you are the key to your own empowerment. You hear me? You are the key to your own empowerment. Do something every day to empower yourself. If it means you learn a new word, you take a stroll on a street that you've never seen before, say hello to someone you've never encountered. But do something. Empower yourself. But then after you've been empowered, do me a favor. Take the responsibility to empower someone else. We love you here. God bless you all. Until next time. Be empowered and use your keys.